Thai Law is brought to you this morning by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of Pro Football Hall of Famer Thai Law, and by 110 Grill, gluten-free dining done right. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, guys. How you doing, man? Sorry I couldn't make it in this morning, bro.
What's up with that?
Man, first of all, what is Wiggy going on? I didn't know about that. Is he okay?
Yeah. He's just having some sort of a thing done, like a jaw surgery, or jaw adjacent surgery thing.
It's
or
like
something.
A fat pad on his jaw.
Some jaw. Oh, he must have been talking too much and popped out of place, huh?
I would say yes. Yes.
Yeah. Now, well, we're not getting up to, I'm a little under the weather myself, and I got to stay, you know, got a bug, and it's bad. Oh. I got to stay as close to the bathroom as possible.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, Ty.
I will stay here. Yeah.
Wiggy would call that the...
But
the,
I can talk, though. I can talk.
The bubble guts, the squeaky dickies.
Yep.
That's a lot of Gatorade.
Yeah. Make sure that you hydrate.
Pedialyte.
So I want to start. There's a couple pieces of audio that we want to play for you this morning. I think that Gerard Mayo has a bit of an external quarterback controversy that is going on. I wonder, though, and I'm interested in your opinion on this, if he is about to have an internal quarterback controversy on his hands. Based on, this is Jacoby Brissett on the afternoon show here at WEEI yesterday, talking about how it is, I'll let him say it, but disrespectful to suggest that the reason Drake May is not the starter is because of a potential injury. Here's Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, it's like a lot of those people don't know me. A lot of those people, so therefore, like, I could not care less. But it's just more of like, why waste my time to like worry about the people that say those things? And I kind of just, you know, like I said, I just block it out.
So, I mean, at some point, as this lingers, and you don't share with fans, and I don't know if he shared it internally or not, what the plan is, does that become an issue for Gerard Mayo?
I mean, you got to learn to block. I mean, Gerard knows that he has to block out, you know, the media. He has to block us all out because we're all going to have opinions, and that's what our job is. You know, fans want to know. But do you see what's going on with his offensive line? Do you see what Jacoby Brissett is going through?
Yes.
Do you really want to put your future on the line? And that's a hard decision you have to make, even though we want to see him play. We want to see if he can change things. But I don't care who you are. If you don't have protection, you don't put your future, your third pick overall out there to get beat up. You know, he can get hurt.
So, I mean,
that's a fine line.
He's just going to sit all year then, Drake May?
No, I'm not saying sit him all year. Eventually, we got to see if he can play. But it's still early in the season, and I think I've said it, you know, the beginning of the season. You got to give him, you know, 5, 6, 7 games to see what's going on. But they're going to be out of if they don't pick it up, they're going to be out of contention real soon. So you got to throw him in there and let him see if he can play and try to build around him. But right now, he will get plummeled. You see what's happening. So people are going to have to hold on, and he's trying to protect the future because Patriots ain't going nowhere right now from the way they're playing. They ain't going nowhere. I mean, and it's not just a quarterback position. So what are you going to do? It's about the future, your future returns. And if you put him out there right now, you risk injuries or risk messing him up to where he's not going to be for another Mac Jones situation.
Ty, I just can't get over the fact that they allowed this team to come into the season with this offensive line. Like, I don't know how you rebuild if you don't have a line to build behind.
I totally agree. I didn't know that they were that bad on the offense board defensive line.
Right.
I mean, I think they were talking about in the beginning that they were going to, you know, have the money out there ready to pay people. You're going to have to pay to play. Nowadays, you know, free agents, that's what they looking for. I mean, so you got to, Mr. Kraft, you know, they got to open up the Brinks truck and bring some dogs up in there to protect your guys. You win football games in the trenches, and with their plan, how they're playing right now, guys, across the board. It ain't just the quarterback. It's not just the offensive line. Have you seen that many guys get behind the secondary? How many deep balls are you going to give up? Oh, my God. I mean, that's what I'm pissed about. I mean, I've never been on the defense. Like, everyone gives up one every now and again, but you do not give it up like that consistently and let guys get behind your defense. That is absolutely crazy. You will never win like that.
Is that on the players, or you put that on?
Hell yeah. No, you can't put that on coaches. I always say you give the coaches hard times, but the coaches are not out there on the field. At some point, have some damn pride. Play ball. Compete. And when you're not competing, I thought that we had some, because remember that one play, that was the only highlight that I've seen that's worth talking about. So when we go on to the last part of the show, the key player, the apex, damn it, when he hit Brandon Ayuk, that was, man, I said, oh, that was early in the game. Oh, they ready to play now, because that's supposed to energize your defense. That's supposed to get everybody going. He knocked the hell out of Deebo Samuel. He knocked the hell out of Deebo Samuel when he came up there running that ball. So that's supposed to get everybody fired up. But what do? Go back to the same thing, missing tackles, letting guys get behind the defense. And it was just a poor performance, you know, across the board. And they're not protecting the quarterback. So, I mean, this is going to be a long season. And Gerard Mayo, he's going to have to make some tough calls. And eventually you're going to have to play May to see what he can do.
Ty, you do have to put some of it on the coaching, though, and Greg made a great point yesterday about Ramondre Stevenson, 4 fumbles in 4 games, and he brought up the fact that if Bill was still the coach, you wouldn't see him out there.
And I, as reluctant as I am, I got to agree with Greg, you know, because I would love to sit there and combat that, but you are 100% right, and that kind of stuff right there will get you fired. You know, he has so much talent, and Ramondre Stevenson, he's a great ball carrier, but if you're turning the ball over, there's no place for you in the rotation. Your team lose confidence in you. Your coach lose confidence in you. It's like a receiver dropping balls. You lose confidence. You know, he's not going to throw you the ball anymore. So believe me, 4 in a row, you will be sitting next game. If it was Bill Belichick, you would not get an opportunity to play, because he's going to send a message to you and the rest of the team. So it's going to be interesting what Gerard does, because he's coming from Coach Belichick, and he knows that you can't turn the ball over 4 weeks in a row. Damn it, man, he's going to have his hat on the sideline.
Ty, you brought up Gerard Mayo.
And I ain't talking about helmet.
You mentioned Gerard Mayo. He's got some interesting work ahead of him. Yesterday, Devon Godchild was on the midday show, and he publicly was calling out his defensive players for what they were doing on the field.
Oh, well, I mean, we just all got to be on the same page, man. I mean, we got guys, you know, some guys just kind of being like kind of selfish, you know, because guys, I get it. We're down. Guys want to make plays. I get it. But, you know, everybody got to play. I'm talking about defense. Everybody has to play at 11.
There we go. Calling out players for being selfish and not doing their job on defense.
You know what? That's a problem. That is a problem to come out and say that, you know, publicly, but you got to hold guys accountable. You know what I mean? We try to keep everything, you know, at least in my experience, keep it in house, but I'm not never at a loss for words, but when I see defense play like that, then now you have, you know, players and coaches talking, you know, in the public with what's going on. That is an issue. And maybe he's trying to light a fire up under them, but
you don't
they got to do a rehaul.
You don't do that publicly, or certainly that didn't happen here. I mean, that was that for decades, that was all kept in-house.
Exactly. I mean, as it should be. But, you know, times are changing. It's hard to keep things in-house nowadays anyway. But when you go out there intentionally to put something out there to send a message, you know, you're actually sending the wrong message, even though, you know, maybe some good intentions behind it. But that is something that you can't do, and that divides a team. So I hope Coach Mayo, I know he's going to have a lot to say to those guys, you know, in the when they get in there to those meetings to try to do some type of rebound. But it's looking bad across the board, and it's crumbling. You see it crumbling right now. You see the body language, it's no swagger out there. Where's the damn Patriots swagger? even when we lost games, we still had some swagger. I don't see that, you know, right now. And I'm just going to tell the truth. It's going to be a lot of criticism. It's going to be a lot of Tuesdays where we're going to be having the same conversation, you know, for the rest of the season. They need to go ahead and get some free agents, try to on the trade deadline. I mean, they need some more players and they need some help.
Ty Law always had swagger. I would imagine when running to the men's room this morning, you still have that swagger.
Hey, you know, I still got that pimp walk, even though I'm rushing to get over there. But I tell you what, I mean, that is a part, like, we could talk about a team, when we lost, we still had an aura about us that we were going to go out there and compete again. You're not going to win every play. You're not going to win every game. It's the way you go about it. How are you going to handle the adversity? All those things, you know, play into account of a winning team. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. I remember, you know, when we lost, three or four games and went to the Super Bowl. But we were a different team than what we're looking at right now. I can't say that they were the same type of team. Are they going to be able to rebound and do the same thing that we did? That's not going to happen with those guys. They need more player, more cohesion, more trust with one another. They need more talent. Let's put it like that. You in the NFL, that does not mean that you talented enough to be a great team just because you got an NFL uniform.
But they now have Miami coming off a short week. They're banged up, coming off a loss. Is this a good time maybe that we see a win, and if things are going poorly, that they could throw Drake May in because it could be the safest option you have for a few weeks?
Absolutely. This is a great opportunity because you have a injured dolphin that they ain't swimming very well. You know, dolphins usually swim pretty fast, pretty smart, but they injured. So take advantage of it. You know what I mean? And, you know, in a fight, you kick a man when he's down. I mean, that's what you do in a fight. This is going to be a fight. So when they're down, unfortunately, you got to kick them. So when it comes to the Dolphins and we talk about the so-called rivalries, AFCs, this is a prime opportunity to take advantage and learn something because they're a team that you have to see again naturally because you play two games. You have to play them, but send a message right now. They're wounded. They are not playing good ball either. So if you lose to an injured, you know, wounded Dolphins team right now, what is that saying about your team?
All right. Well,
if anybody can beat the Dolphins right now.
I think you addressed it. The most entertaining play of the game brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. And you're going with what?
I'm going with whoever the hell, whoever hit Deebo Samuel, and it sounded off. He ran up there like he was trying to hurt somebody. I thought that was the most entertaining play. It happened so fast. All I heard and I seen, I was like, oh my goodness. That's how you play defense. And that should have rallied the troops, but unfortunately it didn't. So that was the most entertaining play to me. You know,
Jabril Peppers.
I believe that was the Patriots resident hammer, Jabril Peppers.
Exactly. So, I mean, that was a play. But you think that would have lit the fire up under everybody when you have a guy go out there and make that type of contact on somebody like Deebo Samuel. What happened? Where was the energy at? He even had a great play in the end zone. So some of those guys are out there. They're out there giving an effort. And Peppers is one of them. You know what I mean? Even he stopped the touchdown for his hustle on the running back towards the end of the game. He kept playing. So I like what he's bringing to the table. He can play some plays better, of course, like we all can when we're out there. I think Christian Gonzalez, he has a high ceiling. He has a very high ceiling, but he has to be more consistent in his play. But everybody else, it's going to be an interesting offseason. It's going to show be some people that's going somewhere else or not being in the league if you keep playing like that.
Yeah,
Not for long. That's what the NFL stands for.
It's a long, painful period of time until we get there, unfortunately. All right, Ty Law, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there's Ty Law every Tuesday on this show.